It's Monday Morning Match Game here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. We do this to help you because we know Monday mornings can be a little tough.
Extra hazy this Monday morning.
Brain fog on a Monday morning. So you got to get your thinking cap on. You got to get your brain moving. Match our answers. That'll kind of get you going for the day. We do our best.
We've had some real mixed performance the last couple of Mondays here. We've had really good match games, and we've had really, really bad.
You'd think we were brain dead.
We hired a new staff writer for the game. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's been why it's been hit or miss. Some weeks that staff writer does really good. Other weeks that staff writer's not great. That's what I discovered. I've discovered that they're to blame.
All right, I'm out of here. Dan's going to go first.
Yep.
We're not going to reveal who that staff writer is.
It's not me. I'll put it that way.
And then, Dan, you're going to go first. I'm going to come back, try to match your answers. Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
And then we'll flip-flop for round two.
All right.
All right, Dan. Chris is out here. I tell you, what do I tell you every Monday at this time?
Channel Chris, think dirty thoughts.
I tell you all that. And I also tell you this is one of my favorite moments of the entire week.
Oh, because Chris is gone. Okay.
The room gets quieter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a button just popped off here, by the way. A little behind the scenes info. So if something goes awry,
An important button?
I think I'm able to make the show work without it. So that's good. All right, Dan, here we go. Stacy is single again. And she's been going out on a lot of dates lately. She says the only thing worse than a bad kisser is someone who brings a blank on a first date.
All right. I think we've had a similar question in past weeks, actually. So I'm going to say, how about if she brings a friend on a first date? And believe it or not, that happened to me once.
I mean, it's kind of... You didn't bring...
No, I didn't. Back in high school, I had a classmate who set me up with a friend of hers on a blind date. And the classmate came along too, so it was a really weird,
a good third wheel,
or, as I say,
a threesome.
No,
you never know.
It was weird.
A little menage.
Really weird.
All right,
moving on.
Dan. Dan's like, that was not what happened.
Yeah.
All right, Dan number two. Laura thought she knew her husband so well. He just surprised her on their anniversary. He got her flowers, chocolates, and a blank.
I feel like the key word here is that Laura thought she knew her husband.
I think you're on to the intent of the question there, yeah.
All right, so it's like the worst possible present that he could get her. And
yeah, because she thought she knew him, right?
Yeah. So, all right, so let me say the thing that I absolutely would never get for my wife without consulting her. How about a new car?
Okay. Yeah.
All the commercials say, "Oh, buy a new car and surprise you." I would never buy that as a surprise.
It's probably one of the worst. Like, especially if you're. Yeah. I think it's a surprise your parents can give you. It's not a surprise your spouse can give you.
You spent all that money on me, and you didn't even let me pick the color. What?
Yeah. Okay. So I would say, yeah, because flowers, chocolates, and a car, probably not.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with new car. Yeah. I don't know if it's a match, but I think it's
good. Extreme. All right, Dan. Super match. Radio blank.
Ooh, that's our business, right?
Sir.
How about radio show?
Radio show. All right. Christine's on her way back in. You know,
Hello.
She's in trouble when I call her Christine.
Is this
Why
your
am
least,
I in trouble?
Is
I'm
this
doing
your least
yet.
Favorite time of the week, Joe? Because Chris is back.
Back in. Yeah. A little later this hour, she leaves for a few more minutes when we do Camping
Chris.
He gets
so excited when I leave.
So, it's twice in an hour I get by here. All right, Chris. Number one for you. Stacy is single again. She's been going out on a lot of dates lately.
Oh.
She says the only thing worse than a bad kisser, though, is someone who brings a blank on a first date.
Brings a... I could go really dirty and say something. Well, I don't know if I want to get that dirty. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to.
Wow, Dan.
Jeez.
Just wow.
I don't know why I'm allowed to get that dirty.
Okay.
What about bring a friend?
I don't have the thing.
Go.
That was a button that broke on me. There we go.
That wouldn't be a date.
That
right?
was you both said friend exactly.
You said
yes,
too?
I did.
Yes.
And we even told a story that happened to me.
That actually
back
happened
in the day.
To
yes.
you.
Yes.
You got to know it's not going anyplace if they bring a friend.
It was a very awkward evening at the Freehold Mall back in the day. Yes.
Freehold Mall.
Oh yeah.
Well, I want to go on the record and say sometimes I call that a menage, but
Dan
said for Dan that was not the case.
It was something, let me tell you.
Joe would probably like that, yeah.
All right.
Okay, wow, we are starting strong.
Good.
Second one here, Chris. Laura thought she knew her husband so well.
Mm.
He just surprised her on their first anniversary with flowers, chocolates, and a blank.
Okay, so obviously it's something that she's not expecting and maybe not happy about. Flowers sound nice. Chocolates, delish. What about, oh God, this isn't good. What about a divorce lawyer?
No.
Would that be shocking?
But that would be shocking.
Good. That's good.
Dan said a new car because, you know, gifting a new car.
That'd be nice. No?
But I feel like that's like the worst surprise to give to somebody.
What? I would love a new car.
But you wouldn't even get to pick the color.
Oh,
never mind
okay.
The kind of car.
I got it. I got where you're going.
I completely agree with Dan on that one, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Chris, let's see if we can do the super match. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty on the nose for this group. It is radio blank.
Oh, radio. Radio station.
Oh,
that was a good one. EST is a radio station?
That was a good one.
And literally the logo is like staring me in the face. Number one hit music.
The word station right there.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Radio show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which honestly, I like both answers.
All right, one out of three. We're going to flip-flop for round two.
Yeah.
And I'm going to answer the questions for... Here we go, round two, Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe and Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist. Not bad, the first one. Well, not good either. We got one out of three.
That's about par for the course for us.
So the goal is matching that, you're working too many hours. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 7:35. It's Chris and Joe and Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist. We're Chris and the crew. So I saw this thing, Joe, online. It says, new research reveals the maximum amount of time that you should be working every day to achieve a happy life.
Okay.
You want to guess, actually?
So let's think about it. The number of hours we work to eight is pretty arbitrary. It's not that. So I'm going to say it's probably six.
You got it.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. You got it right.
Because you think about things in like quarters. Six is a quarter of 24, right? Six. So
four quarters.
Yeah. So it makes sense. It's a quarter of the day.
Yeah. So 6 hours is the magic number for working. And then it kind of analyzed like what a typical good day would be. So 6 hours of working, 2 hours of socializing. I love that. I could probably even do a little more. And up to 4 hours of exercising.
Oh.
Now, that doesn't mean hitting the gym for 4 hours. It could mean taking a walk, which a lot of people walk their dogs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a bunch of things that make up what this, you know, this exercise category.
So just being
fit. Active,
okay.
Really. Mm-hmm. But 6 hours a day, that's it.
Okay.
It's what you should be working. Other than that, they say your brain starts to kind of rot and it's too much and... You know, so tell your boss that when you get to work.
Yeah, say I'm leaving at, leaving at 1 o'clock.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, so we have a husband and wife duo ready to take you on. Chris, we say good morning to Marcus and Myrie in Trenton this morning. How are you guys doing? What are you up to?
Good morning.
We're going to work right now.
Going to work.
How cute that you guys carpool together.
Yeah, one of them sounds more excited about that.
That's so cute. All right, well, I'm a little intimidated because it's two of you, but we'll see how it goes here. Good luck.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
They're so nice to you, Chris. All right, guys. Chris makes her way out of the room, and here we go. Your quiz starts right now. Question number one. One of the most famous marathons in the country takes place today. In what city is that?
Boston.
Do we want to lock in Boston as our answer?
Yes.
Boston.
I liked the spirit. All right. Number two, Coachella just wrapped up over the weekend. Three massive names headlined. Justin Bieber and Carol G were two of them. The other one is a pop star who got her start on the show Girl Meets World. Who is she?
Oh, Sabrina Carpenter.
Do you want to lock it in?
Yes.
All right, and the third and final question. Jill Biden reportedly bid $30,000 to have a cameo on the upcoming season of Heated Rivalry. Heated Rivalry is a hockey show produced in what hockey-loving country?
Canada.
Do you want to lock it in?
Yes.
All right, Can't Beat Chris this morning is powered by Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week, brunch specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Full events calendar, by the way, alsairportin.com. It's where the locals go. Chris, you're back in the room.
They flew through those.
Which is good.
Wait, can I ask, who was the brains behind this? Was it him or her?
It was him.
Ah, it was him. I thought you were going to say you.
I feel like you each had a couple answers. It was pretty balanced. That was pretty balanced. All right, here we go.
See how we do.
Chris, your quiz starts now. Question number one. One of the most famous marathons in the U.S. takes place today. In what city is that?
Yeah, Boston.
It is Marathon Monday in Boston. You both said Boston. You're both correct.
Here we go.
It was my favorite day of the year because we didn't have school or anything when I went to college.
Oh, yeah, because you're up there. Yeah.
All right, number two. Coachella wrapped up this weekend. Three massive names headlined. Justin Bieber and Carol G were two of them. The other is a pop star who got her start on Girl Meets World. Who is she?
Didn't she bring Madonna out on stage with her too? Saturday Sabrina night. Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter, or Friday night. Sabrina Carpenter is correct. You both said Sabrina. You're both correct. All right, on to the third and final question. Chris, Jill Biden reportedly bid $30,000 to have a cameo on the upcoming season of Heated Rivalry.
I did not hear this.
But the bid wasn't even enough to get the role, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
Heated Rivalry is a hockey show produced in what country?
Canada.
You both said Canada. You're both correct. We end today in a tie.
Good job, guys.
Good job, guys. Perfect score. Means we do not have to get that phrase of shame. And we got your tickets to go see Somber. Somber comes to Philly. Tickets are on sale now to see him at the Xfinity Mobile Arena on Thursday, November 19th. Tickets on sale for everyone else. Ticketmaster.com. But hang on, guys.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Hey, listen, if you're losing friends as you get a little older, you're out of school, you know, you're getting a little older, starting life, you're not alone. 69% of people say after they graduated school, they started losing friends.
You stop gaining them after that point, typically.
It happens. The average American has less than 4 close friends as an adult. Now, we're talking about close, like inner. Like, I have a lot of friends, but my inner... That would probably be accurate. Joe, you?
My inner is a few more than that, but not, you know.
You do have good friends.
I have a large group, yeah.
So there's 3 reasons why they say you lose friends as you get older. Just distance. People get jobs, they move away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they meet people, they move away. You know, their partners or whatever. The second one is life transitions. They get married, they have kids. The kids is a big one because then all of a sudden you start being friends with the people who have other kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the third thing is, and this is funny because I can totally relate to this. You don't have time between your job, your life, your kids. It's like, when do I have time for friends?
Something has to get cut.
You know what I mean? So Porch Fest is coming back to Princeton. 5th year for this. It's happening this Saturday, the 25th, from noon to 6 p.m. I love this. I want to start this in my neighborhood.
Did this start in COVID or the year after? I guess it started the year after the lockdown.
This is the 5th year.
Yeah, so it started the year after lockdown. Okay.
So what you do is you stroll around Princeton. You get a map and everything. It's brought to you by the Arts Council of Princeton, who are amazing. You get a map, you stroll around, and people's front porches are stages. And there's all genres of music and live bands and live performers. And you can just bring a blanket or a chair. You pop on down, you listen to some live music, you stroll around. And then Princeton's amazing for going to have something to eat or drink afterwards. You know what I mean? It's just a fun event.
I don't think you can do it. I know you want to try this on your block. I don't think it'll work.
Would it be fun, though?
Just logistically, I don't think so, but you should try it.
I'd love to have a band on my porch. Mm-hmm. It'd be so much fun. And okay, so there are some things that are ruining your dating app profile. I mean, when it comes to dating apps, right, that's what people are judging you on, your dating profile. So you got to really make sure it's in good shape. No pressure or anything, right?
No pressure. It
could definitely feel like a lot. I saw some tips from the pros, and they say there are things that ruin your dating profile. Using only group pictures. I know you hate that, Joe.
I hate it because it makes me wonder if they're not the hottest one in the picture.
Right. Using AI to kind of tune up your pictures and stuff. Don't do it.
Don't do that.
People are good at picking that stuff out now.
Yeah. Yeah, we know with AI.
Yeah. Trying too hard to impress, being too vague about what you want. Now we're in a time where it's, Joe, I can hear you yawning.
I was trying to move and turn off the thing.
Oh my God. He got like an hour sleep last night. He's going to fall asleep by the end of the show.
I was trying. Nobody heard it.
Yeah, I heard it. Everybody heard it.
You heard it.
Being too vague about what you want. Back to what's ruining your dating profile.
Yeah, back to that.
Overloading it with negativity. Like, this sucks, that sucks, you know, whatever. And copying what everybody else is doing. Like, being original is good.
So there you go. Take that with you if you're trying to find somebody and kind of brush up your dating profile. There's a scoop. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe, Dan Zaro, our PST chief meteorologist. Do you have a friend who owns a business? And if you do, do you feel obligated to go to the business? Because it can be pretty awkward.
Oh, I'm going through it. That's what I'm asking.
I remember when I met John, and he had a family member that owned a hair salon. And I always thought it was so weird that no one in the family went to the hair salon. And I thought, isn't that what family does? Ugh. Don't they support the business?
Kind of put you in a position, though. That's the problem. So I have a friend who just started an auto detailing business. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we don't need to support. We'll support it from the sidelines. I don't need to use your auto detailing business.
How do you support from the sidelines without taking your car there?
Oh, rah, rah.
Oh, really? Side.
Just a little applause.
Go get them.
Go get them. A thumbs up on a group chat message or whatever.
But now, I'd be the first one to line up.
The extent of it ends there. No, because
I'd be the first to take my car there.
It's not a service I use very often. And if it is a service I use, there's somebody I've already used for it.
I don't know. I think if your friend just started, give him a little courtesy business, and then I think you can fade off. You know what I'm saying? Once he builds up a clientele.
What if he doesn't? I mean that, like, listen, it's an insane percentage of small businesses that fail. And I'm not wishing that on this friend. I'm just saying, what if he doesn't? Will continue to feel guilty to keep doing it? It's an expense I'm not spending on.
If you started a business, wouldn't you want to...
No.
Wouldn't you want to have some support from your friend group?
How do I radio-friendly say this? You don't do number two where you eat, right? If that makes sense. I wouldn't mix friends and business, right?
Okay. I do hear what you're saying there. But, I mean, I have a friend who does like a million sides. She's always got a side hustle. And every time she starts selling something, even if it's not something that I would typically buy, I buy something.
Oh, see, that's what I'm trying to avoid here. I don't need this service. I don't need this level of detail on car detailing, that's for sure.
As a good friend, though, isn't that what you do?
No, I don't think so.
If you have a friend that has a business, do you use the business? Because I think Joe is being a bad friend here. 609-2. Don't you think it's kind of your friend responsibility to support another friend's business when they start one up? I don't know. That's what we're kind of debating here on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and Joe, Dan Zaro, our PST chief meteorologist. So what kind of business is Joe?
Like an auto detailer.
Okay. And this isn't even your hair that he can mess up. It's nothing that could affect you personally. Let him do your car.
Yeah, but I don't feel like spending the money. It's not something I currently spend a lot of money on.
So his friend started a business. They're all like not supporting their friend in their business. I don't know. When my friends start a business, I always buy something, even if I don't like it. I think it's kind of like your friend responsibility.
Oh, but where does it end?
Let's go to the phone. Sarah is in Cinnaminson. Now, you own a business, right, Sarah?
I do, yes.
What is your business? Tell me.
So I started Socials by Sarah, and I help small businesses do social media management. We do content creation. And I also provide coaching for pageant contestants who are getting ready to compete in pageants.
Oh, look at you. Love that. So everybody, if you need Sarah's help, there you go. We just plugged your business for you. So now, thanks. Do your friends support your business? I mean, not all of them probably need your services because they don't have businesses that need help, right? But...
Correct. But what's really beautiful about owning a business is your friends will always find some way to help. So I think that's probably the best thing, that if you don't need a service right from your friend's business, I think, you know, the best thing you can do is refer them. I do use my friends' businesses multiple times, but we also do a lot of bartering. I have a lot of friends that do own businesses where, you know, we can do a service for a service, and then I will tag them when I use their service in my social media. So I think there's also a lot of ways to help support your friends' businesses without actually having to pay for a service, if that makes sense.
No, that makes total sense, actually. And actually, you know what? That really, really does make sense. So let's say you don't use it. At least you could tell a friend who needs the service.
That's true.
Or post on socials or something. That way you're not actually spending the money that you don't need to spend, but you're actually helping too.
Yeah.
No, I do get that.
See, and services are different than goods, though, to some extent, too. Like, she's providing a service. Like you said, you've had friends, you've bought stuff you're never going to use. That's a little tougher.
Well, jewelry, you know, yeah. So, you know those side hustles a lot of women do? They sell the jewelry or whatever. And I'm not a big
you know, sometimes I'm not into whatever they're selling, but I tend to find something. You know what I mean? All right, let's go to Cherie in Princeton. What do you think, Cherie?
Oh, I totally agree with the first caller. You know, I own a small business and I just started coaching. And one of the ways that my friends help me is word of mouth promotion. You know, they also help me if I'm doing some kind of a launch, if I'm doing a beta test and I need feedback, they will help me that way. I mean, there's so many ways, though, that you can help your friend.
True. Okay, so, take it back, Joe. Yeah. Maybe you're not the worst friend ever.
I think that's what we're getting at here.
Let's go to Liz in Yardley. What do you think, Liz?
So I'm currently living this right now. My friend finally opened up her own salon, and she thinks we should all be her best customers. And I'm like, well, I've got my own people that I've been going to for years before you decided to change careers and start a new chapter. You know, like, I love her, but, like, what? No.
It sounds like you, Joe. What? Yeah. No.
Like, I don't need, you know, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm literally saying I love my friends, but I don't need to support them so head on.
Well, and Ella in Newtown kind of agrees with you, Joe. She says auto detailing is very niche. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So she kind of understands where you wouldn't necessarily use it, you know?
Yeah, and I don't think this is a business he thinks is going to become his full bread and butter either.
Allie in Trenton also says it depends on the service. If a mechanic, you know, sure, take your car there for oil changes, but if it's not a service you use normally, then just share the socials. So I think that's...
That's it.
Get to sharing, Joe.
Well, the accounts are up and coming, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, so when you get to work today, tell your boss that this 8-hour-a-day thing just isn't working for you.
Okay.
It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's Chris and Joe. And you've got some research to back it up here, because I just saw online that new research suggests they kind of break down what a happy, like, good quality life would be, like, by hours. So you would work, the magic number for working a day, 6 hours a day. That's it. And then you got to hard close it down.
Whereas most of us work a minimum of eight. In terms of a sheer minimum, yeah.
So 6 hours of work, 2 hours of socializing, and up to 4 hours of exercising. Now, that doesn't mean, like, hitting the gym for 4 hours. It means just being active. You could walk your dog. You could, I don't know.
Run up and down your steps. I mean,
whatever it is.
I consider when I do laundry, because I'm up and down the steps all day, I consider that being active.
No, that is being active, I would say. But that magic number of 6 hours a day?
That's not a lot of work time.
Wow.
That's not a lot of work
time. But think about it. The way we work, right? I mean, you do kind of build socializing into the workday. If you were to really nose to the computer, work, you know, you could get it done in 6 hours.
Most jobs you could,
right? You would think.
Yeah, I mean, if you're working a quote-unquote 8-hour job, you probably could. Now, obviously, there's certain things you couldn't. Like, a nurse can't just be like, my shift's done. A cop can't be like, my shift's done.
No, so true. There's certain big exceptions to this.
There's massive exceptions.
But yeah, when you head to your office job today, tell them 6 hours is your max.
It's Chris and the crew's Daily Scoop.
All right, so when it comes to dating apps, you know, your profile is like, that's the way everybody judges you. It's like judging a book by its cover, right? Your profile is the first thing everybody sees. So you got to make sure it's in good shape. So I saw this thing online that there are things that you put in your profile, your dating app profile, that are ruining it. So you got to pay attention. Don't put these things in there. Like group photos. I know Joe agrees with that.
Oh my God. It's so annoying. You're scrolling and you're like, which one are you? Even if it's just one of them, I think it's annoying.
Or you better be the hottest one in the group.
You better be the hottest one in the group.
Using AI is next. People are so good at pointing out and noticing AI now that, yeah, you got to skip that. Trying too hard to impress, being too vague about what you want. Everybody's very upfront now. Overloading it with negativity, like this sucks, that sucks, whatever. And copying what everybody else is doing. The original is what they say. So the top, like the hot spots for summer travel were just revealed. Internationally, St. Martin is number one.
I love St. Martin.
Ugh, it was one of my favorite islands to visit, really. Mexico City is next, and then Stockholm, Sweden is number three.
Okay. Politically, Sweden's supposed to be, you know, the very, very middle-of-the-road kind of place.
Isn't everybody high there, too?
Well, and everyone jokes, too, you know, I'm Sweden in this, or what, it is 420. But everyone jokes, oh, I'm Sweden in this, because I think they're pretty, you know.
So we're talking about in the United States. Number three is Asheville, North Carolina. Beautiful place. Number two, Sarasota, Florida.
Not a beautiful place. Of all the places in Florida, Sarasota is a little.
And number one And this is where I'm like, huh? Kansas City, Missouri.
Not Kansas City, Kansas.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
Can barbecue? Somebody tell us why in the app chat?
Barbecue, but that's
is
all
that
I got.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Everybody's going for good eats?
Our friend, former pastor Chuck lives there. Maybe I'll ask him.
We'll have to ask him. And okay, so you're thinking about getting a pet. Here's how much it's going to cost in a year to be a pet parent. This is why I didn't want a dog.
She says.
Although I love my
she
dog.
She says that she drops thousands of dollars a year on that dog. Let's hear the number.
Now we're talking about just routine expenses here.
Yeah.
For a dog or a cat, the average, $4,200 a year.
And that's not including the bougie life that your dog lives because of your husband.
Salmon.
So that 42 grand, really, oh my God.
4,200,
yeah.
Not 4,200. 4,200. That's
Eating your house is about 6 grand.
Oh my God.
Because you know your husband's not buying the cheap stuff.
Yikes.
That's if you're feeding them, the yellow bag of dog food.
And that's also if nothing goes wrong, which things can go
every
wrong.
Every year something
goes wrong.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, there's a scoop. Scoop brought to you by the LASIK experts in Lawrenceville. Right now, you can get LASIK starting as low as $9.99 per eye. Say hi to my friend, Dr. Wasserman. Schedule a free LASIK consultation right now at LASIKexperts.com. Yeah, so what's everybody craving on 420? It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 9:13. It's Chris and Joe. 420 may not be anything to you, but to a lot of people, it is a big holiday.
It's
today.
A celebration.
It's a celebration.
Celebration
this is where
of
everybody
that.
Gets together and smokes pot. Although now that it's legal
in
New Jersey, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal now. What I mean?
Have you noticed now everywhere you go, you smell it sometimes?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like I smell it everywhere. When I walk the dog, I smell it. Even when I'm driving sometimes,
and
I smell it.
I'm like, well, how did this get on the Garden State Parkway or whatever? I'm like, how did this smell get here?
It's crazy. So DoorDash actually does this munchies report every year around 420. And they revealed what everybody is ordering the most for this day. It's pretty funny. Ben and Jerry's half-baked ice cream is number one.
Half-baked, so on the nose.
Pizza is a big one for today.
I can see that.
Munchkin, the little donut holes.
Okay.
But I was thinking more like chips.
Yeah, there's no crunchy.
Yeah, Flamin' Hot Cheetos did make the list.
That's crunchy.
Like corn chips, like Fritos, they're on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more like burritos. And like meals.
These are like people that are hungry. These are
some serious hunger.
These are the serious hunger.
Yes.
Yeah.